From day into the night, Memorial Day weekend closed out with more teen takeovers. In Hyde Park, three people were shot and several arrested. For the past couple of years, the so-called teen trends have been a thorn in the side for police.
We need to do everything we can to put a stop to these events, and that means giving the police all the tools that they could possibly bring to bear.
City Council's Public Safety Committee Chairman Alderman Brian Hopkins has been trying to give police more tools, like an earlier teen curfew, but Mayor Brandon Johnson has been against it. Hopkins says as the teen trends continue, more of his colleagues are supporting curfews and other measures.
It's their voters that are calling them and demanding something be done.
And it's Chicago's police superintendent demanding something as well. During a City Club appearance last week, Larry Snelling says it's time to stop making excuses for the teenagers who participate.
And there has to be accountability. The failure here is that when we don't put accountability on teenagers, because teenagers need it more than anybody.
Which means having the tools to make arrests. And there's a growing call from Snelling, Alders, and the mayor to make parents accountable. Because the teen trends gain steam on social media, St. Sabina's youth organizer Lamar Johnson says many parents are aware and even enabled their kids.
Like majority of parents, not all, but majority of these parents know exactly what their teens are doing, know where they are, Ubering them, taking them down there.
Alders are working on a parent accountability ordinance that would hold them responsible if they allow their children to engage in criminal activity. In addition, City Council is working on a social media ordinance that will allow police to work with companies to remove posts that could potentially result in violent behavior.